Welcome to the Goal Getter podcast. My name is Anna Wallace. I'm a registered associate nutritionist, life and success coach, and NLP practitioner. I am the founder of the Weight Loss Academy, which revolutionizes how women lose weight around the world. I run a six-figure online coaching business, and I'm obsessed with helping you improve your overall life while going after what you want. In my eyes, life is for living, and if we can get past our limitations that hold us back, we become powerful and live a life truly better than ever expected. If you're looking to massively upgrade your life, your health, physical and mental, improve your relationship with food, and lose weight without diets, this podcast is for you. My goal in this podcast is to help you see what's holding you back from becoming the greatest version of you, so that you can live this life with more purpose, fulfillment, happiness, confidence, and health. Think of this podcast as your place to come for little pieces of life advice that will help you on your path to living the life you desire. You will find tools, resources, strategies, and advice in solo episodes and interviews from experts on a range of topics. I am so excited to share this with you. So thank you for hitting play today and let's dive in. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 23 of the Goal Getter podcast. In today's episode, I'm sharing something pretty unique with you all. As you probably know, we are gearing up to the last 21-day fat loss reset of 2021. We kick off on Monday, the 27th of September. And this, as I just said, this is actually our final reset of the year. And I guess there's probably quite a few of you sitting on the sidelines who have possibly been following us in the academy for a while. Maybe you're a yo-yo dieter. Maybe you are constantly looking for that magic solution for your weight loss. Maybe you're losing weight, then gaining weight. Or maybe you're just struggling to find the motivation to get up and make these changes. And you could be somebody that is feeling disheartened because you could have tried a lot of things before and you're never able to get the results that you actually want. So you feel frustrated. And maybe every single night you're binging on biscuits and chocolate and sugar and you're thinking to yourself, I need to make these changes, but I don't know why. I don't know what to do. I don't want to do another crappy diet. If you are that person and you're sitting on the sidelines and you're thinking, I've seen a lot about this reset recently, and you know, maybe you've been following myself and all of our clients' results, but you don't know what the reset is actually about and how it works. You might think that it involves a lot of cooking, a lot of expensive ingredients, it doesn't fit in with family, that it's super rigid, because maybe that's what you're used to. But you'll know in the academy, we do things so differently in our regular program, in the reset. And in today's podcast episode, I actually want to give you an insight into how the reset actually works. And how I'm going to do that is I'm going to essentially give you access to the whole welcome video of the reset. So you can go through it yourself and listen and think about if this is the thing that will actually help you reach your goals, because you'll understand exactly how it works. You'll realize it's flexible. You'll realize that it's actually an easy process. You'll realize that there's coaches, there's a support network there to hold you accountable. And you'll also realize that this is very different to anything you've ever done before. And it can really be a game changer. It's 21 days, but within a matter of days, you can start to feel different, lighter, less bloated, more in control, feeling better. And, getting into your jeans, getting into your favorite clothes within a matter of time. But I want to give you insight into that. I really want to help you realize that we are here to also help you. But I know that sometimes when you're sitting on the sidelines, you're unsure if this is the process that will actually work for you. So here today, we are just laying it out. You get access to the full welcome video. Of course, you can't really do much with the welcome video because you actually need the reset guide that goes alongside it. But this will give you an idea of what it's about, how it works, what you can expect within 21 days, and if this is something that could work for you. So sit back, enjoy, maybe grab your headphones, go out for a walk and listen to the video, the audio video. As I said, this is generally, nobody else gets access to this video, only our Reset members. Today, I want you to listen to it. I want you to realize that there's another way to lose weight. I also want you to realize that you don't have to do this on your own, that there's women that understand your situation and actually want to help you and want to support you through this process. And as I said, this is the last Reset of the year. It's £17. We do it next year. It might be more expensive. But as I said, we're not going to be doing one for the rest of the year. So if you want to get in on it, this is your time. There's about like 6 days left to enroll. So the link will be in the show notes if you want to join the Reset after you listen to the episode. And I hope to see a lot of you in the group. The group is heating up already. We've got lots of women in there already trying out some of the recipes and getting into the zone. So maybe we'll see you in there. But I hope you enjoy listening to the episode and it gives you a little insight into what's to come. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the 21-Day Fat Loss Reset. I'm so excited for you to be here. And in today's video, I'm going to walk you through some really, really important things about the program. So I'm going to share with you today exactly what you can expect from the 21-Day Fat Loss Reset. I'm going to share with you how the program works, so all the nitty-gritty details. And I'm also going to share with you how to use your guide. So you probably just joined, you probably just signed up, you're waiting for us to begin the program. You maybe have had a look at your guide. There might be some things that you don't like. Everything will be answered throughout this video today. So don't panic. Everything is very flexible within the Reset. And by the end of this video, you're going to know exactly how the program works, what you're going to achieve, and what's essentially going to go down over the 21 days. So a big, big welcome to you. And you've just taken the first step into transforming your weight loss journey, right? So you are here. If you are the yo-yo dieter, if you've done keto, Slimming World, the body coach, if you've done intermittent fasting, and you know, you're simply always end up back in the same situation, losing weight, gaining weight, losing weight, gaining weight. You feel like you've got no control around food, your weight keeps going up, or you know, you can't seem to shift the weight at all. You're here because you've done every single diet in the book and you're sick and tired of dieting, and you finally want to lose weight without having to, you know, follow a program that has got loads of rules, horrible food. You don't want to have to eat separate food from your family. You want to, you know, feel in control with food. You want to get your energy back. You want to get your confidence back. You want to get back into those jeans that are hanging up in your wardrobe, or that dress that has been hanging up in your wardrobe for the past 5 years. You want to feel better in your body, but you want to do it in a way that is different. You're done with the diets. So if that is you, then you're in the right place, because over the coming 21 days, we are going to completely transform your weight loss journey. And we're going to show you how to get results in a very, very different way. Now, over the past 6 or 7 years, I've been coaching women in the weight loss space. And what I've noticed is that a lot of people are overcomplicating weight loss. A lot of people are making it difficult. And over this past year and a half, we have taken over 10,000 women through the 21-Day Fat Loss Reset. And women have seen results within days of starting. I'm talking about women that haven't been able to shift weight in years. I'm talking about women who have done all these crappy diets. So if you come into the Reset and you follow our guidance, and it's very, very flexible, you will get the results that you desire. We're talking about losing a dress size in 21 days. We're talking about losing, you know, we see different results, folks, right? Every single person is different. But sometimes in week one, we see 5 pounds weight loss. Sometimes we see 3 pounds weight loss. Sometimes everybody's different, but you will come in here and you will, within a matter of days, you're going to feel better. You're going to feel lighter. You're going to feel more in control. You're going to be eating food and nourishing your body. Your sugar cravings are going to go. You're not going to have those pesky sugar cravings in the evening. You know, by the end of week one, you're going to feel less bloated. You're going to be able to get your jeans up. You're going to feel lighter and in control. And I'm so excited to walk you through this process. I'm so excited to show you a different way. So as long as you come into this program and give us what you've got, right? And you have to commit. But you have everything that you need here in order to succeed. And as I've said to you, I've worked with thousands and thousands of clients over the past 6 years. And what we've done is we've been able to show women how to get back to feeling confident and light and energized in their body, but without having to do the crazy, restricted, fatty, rubbish diets, right? So maybe you're new to following me. My name is Anna. I am a registered associate nutritionist. I'm also the founder of the Weight Loss Academy. And, you know, to cut a long story short, I have been where you are currently at the moment. The thing that took me to study nutrition at university was my terrible relationship with food and my ability to continue to lose weight and gain. And I was really a really good dieter because I was really good at starting a diet, but I was never very good at keeping on a diet. After 3 days, I'd be like, this is rubbish. I can't do this anymore. I used to take laxatives to try and lose weight. I had a terrible relationship with food. I used to binge on takeaways. And, you know, my weight used to go up and down constantly. I never had a stable weight. So my own situation, my own struggle, which is essentially what led me to go and study nutrition at university, because I wanted to make these changes myself. And I was sick and tired of being in this vicious cycle of dieting, losing weight, and, you know, binging on sugar and takeaway all the time. So my own process is really what got me to, my own experience is what got me to where I am today. But as I said, I went and studied nutrition at university. I'm a registered associate nutritionist. And for over the past almost 7 years, I've been running the Weight Loss Academy, where we've been supporting women online and offline with losing weight in a way that is sustainable and healthy and doable and normal, right? Okay, so I've been where you are. I've done all the crazy diets and they never worked for me. And finally, at one point, I just said I was sick and tired of, you know, drinking stupid shakes or going hungry or, you know, following the next fad, that I realized I was worth more. And, you know, I didn't have to do all these crazy diets anymore. And so it was through my own experience that I was able to change my lifestyle and lose weight and never gain it back again. And that was also during throughout pregnancy and everything as well. And I want to show you this, right? I want to teach you this. I want to inspire you and show you a different way over these 21 days. So what's going to happen is essentially when we start the reset, my team will be coming in and helping me coach you throughout this experience. So what that will look like is essentially the Friday before the reset starts is when the coaching will begin in our coaching group. Okay. Before that, we're going to be doing our enrollment period, which is always very, very busy. But from the Friday before the reset starts, and the reset always starts on a Monday. So that Friday before is when myself and my coaches will be actively coaching you in our support group. Okay, so you need to be in our support group to actually receive the coaching. This is the thing that's different about the reset, is that you're going to have live coaching from myself and our team of coaches. Okay, so you will be in a group with a lot of other people that are also doing the reset. And one of the huge things that we notice in the reset is our community. It's inspiring. It's uplifting. Nobody is treated differently. It's a place for you to be held to, you know, to your goals, right? And that's the thing. Having accountability means that you are going to get to your goal. When you're doing this on your own, you're so much more likely to give up. You're so much more likely to say, I couldn't be bothered today. But when you're in a group and you've got your coaches inspiring you and you've got other people by your side showing you that you're not alone, you're going to go to the finish line. You're going to keep going and you're going to see the results that you desire, right? Because you're in the right environment. So I want to remind you that this is a coaching group, right? And our environment and our vibe and our atmosphere in here is extremely important. We do not, we monitor this group really, really closely. So, you know, please do make sure that you read the group guidelines, because if there's anything that's posted that is against our guidelines, we will delete and we can also remove the person from the program as well. So please remember that this isn't a group to come and moan about various things. If you've got a problem with the program, you should email our support. That's support@theweightloss-academy.com if you've got a problem with the program. And this group is a coaching group. So this is a group where we are going to coach you throughout the process, right? So really, really excited for you to experience that and get the support that you finally deserve. Okay. So there's going to be a lot of accountability. Essentially, the reset is of course for 21 days. So we're going to have 3 full weeks together of live coaching. Every single week, I'm going to do a live coaching video with you, which is going to start on the first Monday of the reset. So the first day of the reset, I will be doing a live coaching video with you, and it will be live in our Facebook group. It will also be recorded if you can't come live. And in that video, I will explain a lot more tips and tricks that makes weight loss easy, simple, doable, so that you can actually get your goal, right? I'm going to take away all the confusion and tell you and coach you what it actually takes to get to your goal. So you're going to get the support that means that you're going to be able to, as I said before, get to the finish line. That's what's different with the reset. You get all the tools that you need. You don't just get a guide with recipes. You get everything, all the tools, all the support, all the accountability. It's the whole package together. So every single week on the Monday, I will be doing a live coaching video with you that you can come and join me live. It will be in our group, or you can watch the replay at another time if you're working. It's not a problem. So as I said, folks, just to kind of reiterate what's going to happen, we've got 21 days together. What are the results that you can see? As I said before, it's different for every single person, but we have women coming into the reset who before have been binging on chocolate every single night, who have not seen the scale move in a long time. So they're not seeing any results no matter what they do. We have women who are doing all the crazy diets and losing weight, but then getting it back again. So what can you expect when you do the 21-day reset? You can expect to feel lighter within a matter of days. You're going to get rid of those sugar cravings in the evening, which is going to be a complete game changer for you. And you're going to see results within the first 7 days. So as I said, we see anything between within the whole reset. Overall, you can drop up to a dress size, and it looks different in terms of scales for every single person. You know, there might be 3 pounds in the first week and 5 pounds the next week, or it could be 2 pounds 1 week and 3 pounds the next week. So, you know, come in, commit, do the work, you're going to get the results, right? Now, what I want to do is explain a little bit about the guide itself. So this is so that you have the confidence that you know how to use our guide, right? So when you come into the reset, the first thing that people do sometimes is they read the guide and they think, this is not for me, Anna. I'm not up for this. It looks like too much like hard work. And I would simply, if that is what you're thinking right now, please hold and stay with us. This guide is so flexible. You can move things around. You don't have to eat the ingredients that you don't like. You can play around with the meals. It's not something that has to be followed rigidly. And I'm going to explain to you right now how we can make changes within the guide so that you can make it, you know, work for you, right? And that's why so many people see incredible results in the reset, is because we explain to them how they can change the guide and make it suit them and their family life. And that makes it more sustainable. And then it means the results are more consistent as well. So let's have a little think about the breakfast for the reset. So when you have a look at your guide, you will see that there's an outline for 3 weeks, right? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What I want you to do is you can look at the breakfast. You can follow the breakfast that we have outlined there for you. That's no problem. However, if there are some breakfasts that you don't like, then leave them and pick a breakfast that you do like. There's a lot of variability with the breakfast, okay? So you can essentially pick and choose whatever breakfast you want, right, from the guide. Now, if you don't like a lot of sweet options for breakfast, you like the smoothies or stuff like that, it's totally fine to go for like an omelet or poached eggs or scrambled eggs or something like that, or just regular porridge. Totally fine. Check out our FAQ section in the guide, which answers more of those kind of questions. If you don't like smoothies, a lot of people when they join, they say, oh, I don't like smoothies.
I would say give it a go. Give everything a go, actually, in the reset, because you will surprise yourself. You will come in here, you will try things that you've never had before, and you will enjoy them. You will nourish your body at the same time, and you will feel better for it. You'll have more energy. You'll have less brain fog. You will wake up in the morning with more, just feeling better in yourself. So don't be afraid to experiment, folks, right? And I know smoothies are not for everybody, but they're so, we've done the reset so many times, and I see women, they come in at the start and they're like, oh, these smoothies are not for me. Then they try them and they love them. And our smoothies aren't the typical regular dieting rubbish smoothies that you see. They are nourishing. They are filled with protein. They are filling. They are thick. They are satisfying. They're actually more like a milkshake. So give it a shot. But of course, I understand some people, it's not going to be for them. And then you can essentially take the ingredients from the smoothie and just have it in a bowl. So it's like a deconstructed smoothie. That's fine. Or you can just choose any of the other breakfasts. Okay, so let me explain that to you once more. For the breakfast, you can follow the outline that we have for you in the guide, or you can pick any other breakfast that you want. So say, for example, if there's the one of the smoothies, if you want to have a smoothie every day for breakfast, because that's easier for you, do that. If you prefer something that's savory, like eggs, omelets, poached eggs, scrambled eggs, you can also do that. That is completely fine. It's not a problem. Let's move in and talk about the lunch and dinner. What I really want you to do, and for maximum results, what's going to be better is if you can keep lunch and dinner together from the same day. If you go into the guide, you don't have to start with week one if you don't want to. You can go in and take recipes from week three if that suits you better. It's flexible. But what I want you to do is always keep lunch and dinner from the same day together, because they are nutritionally and they are micro-balanced. They're macro-balanced in the proper way for fat loss. So I will explain that to you again just to make sure that you understand. This is also all in our FAQ section. When you are thinking about your lunch and dinner, you're taking lunch and dinner from the same day as much as possible. Okay. When you're having soup, there's soup on the guide a couple of times. Make sure you have a portion of protein on the side. That could be a smoothie. It could be a yogurt. It could be a couple of boiled eggs. It could be, a piece. You could add some meat to the soup. That's also fine. And I do mention that in the FAQ section as well. That will just ensure that the meal is satisfying and you'll feel completely, not completely full, but you'll feel like, content from what you're eating. Okay. So remember to have a portion of protein on the side of the soup when you're having that for lunch. And you can have soup multiple days for lunch if that also works for you, but just always ensure that you are having a protein on the side. I guess one of the important things that I want to say here is, if you cannot have lunch and dinner together from the same day, so for example, you've got something going on with your lunch, try to just go for any kind of salad you can get your hands on, or go for a soup. They will be the other, or eggs. They're like the other three alternatives. If you can't have the lunch that goes with the dinner, go for any kind of salad with a piece of protein, have a soup with a piece of protein, either on the side or in it, or go for some type of eggs. Right. So there's three other options there, folks. If you can't have the two meals together, but please try and have those two meals together as much as possible, because they're nutritionally balanced for maximum fat loss. Okay. Let's move into snacks. Snacks are important. I want everybody to be eating three meals per day and then snacking in between. How many snacks you have is going to vary on the individual. So we need to start listening to your hunger signals. This isn't Slimming World where you just, eat free foods all day or anything like this. This is, proper nutrition, proper education around food, folks. So I want you to start listening to your body and, eating when you actually feel hunger and not, ignoring hunger when you actually feel it, or constantly grazing throughout the day just for no apparent reason. So for a lot of people, what works good is breakfast, and then maybe 3 hours later, or whenever they feel hunger, having a piece of fruit, a banana, something like that. Then a couple of hours later, 3 hours, 2 hours later or something like that, lunch. And then lunch, and between lunch and dinner, typically every person will need a bigger snack. I will say pretty much everyone will need to have a bigger snack in between that lunch and dinner period, right? Because it's quite a, it can be a long period of time to go without food. And if you go without food between lunch and dinner, what's going to happen is you're going to impact your appetite, and you're going to, it's going to be harder to make a healthy choice at dinner, because you're going to be really hungry, and it's also going to be hard, you're going to actually overconsume. So we want to balance our appetite. That's actually what this is all about. And we do that by eating at regular intervals and not allowing our blood sugar levels to dip, right? So we want to keep them stabilized throughout the day. So I would advise everybody to have a bigger snack between lunch and dinner. Have a look at our snack guide. There's plenty of suggestions there. And that's going to ensure that you're controlling your appetite, which is important for fat loss, right? If we're not controlling our appetite, we're going to be eating, wanting to eat all the sugary foods that we can get our hands on. And that's what we don't want, folks, right? So pay really, really close attention to that, and have one bigger snack in between lunch and dinner. Once you start doing this, you're going to realize it's a massive game changer to your sugar cravings, right? Then you'll have your dinner. Some people are going to need a snack in the evening. Some people won't. What I will say to you is that it's very normal to feel more hungry in the first week. It's because of the change in food. It's because of the different portion sizes. So you might need more bigger snacks in week one. That is okay. But what I want you to do is only eat when there's actual physical hunger, and not just eating out of habit, right? Now, if you are somebody that is very active, that does stuff in the gym, or you do some type of exercise, you might need more bigger snacks as well. So it's not the same thing for every single person. You know, if you're less active, you're probably going to need less snacks. If you're more active, you're going to need more snacks. Now, that brings me to the talk a little bit about the question, do you need to exercise to see results? No, you don't. However, if you're already doing exercise, keep your routine going. If you're not doing exercise, don't worry. Focusing on your food is enough. Food is the biggest factor when it comes to weight loss. Focus on the food for the 3 weeks and you will see incredible results, right? Don't overwhelm yourself, okay? So we've talked about snacks. It's going to be different for every single person. Ensure that you have a bigger snack in between lunch and dinner. We've got plenty of suggestions there in the snack guide. You can snack throughout the day also on fruit and vegetables. Just be mindful in terms of try to eat when you're actually hungry, right? Now, folks, that brings me down to talk about drinks. You can have one, you know, we don't want to have rules here, but we want to have guidelines. And these guidelines are going to help you get better results overall, right? So everything I say to you, it's not a rule, it's a suggestion. And these suggestions are going to help you see better results. So the more you apply what we say, the better your results are going to be. Now, if you're having multiple lattes, cappuccinos per day, overall, that could impact your results. So what I would say to you is have one milky coffee per day. So that's one latte, one cappuccino. That's completely fine. One per day. And tea with, you know, a little bit of milk in it, that's fine. You know, you can, there's no sort of hard rules or suggestions around that, because there's only a little bit of milk in it. It's just really the milky coffees that we want to be mindful of, one per day. Mindful of sugar. If you're having sugar in your tea or coffee, I want you to start reducing it. If you can, and you can just cut it out completely, do that. Not the same thing works for every single person. Some people can just go cold turkey and it works perfectly fine for them. Other people, they have to reduce slowly. So if you're one of those people that needs to reduce, just reduce slowly as much as you can throughout the reset. We want to try to minimize unhealthy added sugars as much as possible, right, for better results. The other thing with drinks, water as much as possible, folks. There's no limit to the, like, in terms of how much water to drink. You will know how much water your body needs also by the color of your pee, right? So keep an eye on that. Eight glasses per day is a sort of industry standard, but you know, if you exercise, you're going to need more. And everybody's different again. So again, this is about how much do you need? You can use that as a rough guide. Water is essential. Essential. We cannot forget this in the fat loss process, right? Because if you're not drinking enough water, you're going to mistake and you're going to think you're going to mistake thirst for hunger, which happens to so many people, and they're actually eating when they're thirsty. So we want to bring in water as much as possible. If you can drink plain water, that's all the better. If you drink sparkling water, that's also fine, but be mindful that it might make you bloated and give you more gas. Cordial, you know, where do I sit on it? It's got artificial sweeteners in it and stuff like that. You know, I would say if you're really struggling to get water in, cordial is fine. We can't change everything at once. At least you're going to get your water in. But just be, you know, just be mindful of it. And it's something that we can address in the future if need be. However, you can also put some like fruit pieces or lemon, a little bit of lime, like actual fruit pieces in your water if you want to have it a little more with a bit more flavor, and it maybe makes it easier to drink for you. That's also fine. What are some of the other things I want to mention about drinks? Herbal teas will count towards your water intake, non-caffeinated options. Okay. So that's everything I want to cover with drinks. Alcohol, where does it come into the reset? We will have a very special announcement at the weekend of week one, which will help you manage alcohol. But what I will say is, if you're somebody that drinks every single night, you should know that it will impact your progress, and I would advise against it. Alcohol is not cut out of the reset, but we will coach you and explain to you how you can bring it in a mindful way at the weekend so that you don't feel restricted and you can still also enjoy the process, have a social life, and get results at the same time. So to summarize the alcohol situation, I would say not every night, it's not cut out, but we'll explain to you when we get started at the first weekend, how you can bring it in a mindful way so it won't impact results. Have a look at the FAQ section. Actually, I want to go through a couple of the things that we have here in the FAQ section. But it's essentially, our FAQ section will answer a lot of your questions. One of the big thing I want to explain to you ladies before starting is all the ingredients can be swapped around. All the ingredients can be swapped around. Fruits and vegetables can be, you know, changed. If you don't like carrots, swap it with peppers. If you don't like courgettes, swap it with mushrooms. If you don't like peas, swap it with, I don't know, I'm trying to think of something else here at the top of my head, sweet corn, or, right? It can all be swapped around. So make sure you check our food swap list. If you don't like chicken, swap it with another meat. If you don't like fish, swap it with another protein. If you don't like tofu, swap it with an additional meat or add in eggs, right? If you can leave out ingredients that you don't like. If you don't like herbs and spices, you can put more herbs and spices in. You can decrease the herbs and spices. Taste everything so it suits your own preference. The guide is a guide, and you have to make the guide suitable to you, right? So don't be afraid to adjust herbs, spices, or anything like that. That is absolutely no problem. But make sure you check out the food swap list, because everything can be changed, right? Every ingredient can be changed. So that's why when people come into the reset, and if there's some people that are, you know, if you're a bit scared and you're sitting thinking, I don't like a lot of these ingredients, remember, everything can be changed. So that this is why the reset works for so many women, is because that it works for plain eaters, and it works for women that also love to have a lot of variety and flavor in their food as well, because everything can be adjusted. And as long as it's adjusted within the right group, which we show you in the food swap list, you're still going to get the best results possible. It's not going to influence your results, right? So that is a very important point that I want to make. Everything can be changed. That's why you know that everything within the guide can be changed. And it means that there's no reason why you can't follow the reset guide, even if you're a fussy eater. Okay. But one of the things I also want to share is that the portions on the reset are a guide. Now, if it feels like it's too much food for you, don't eat it all. Listen to your own body. And we do not encourage everybody to just eat everything just for the sake of eating, right? So for some of you, it's going to be a little bit too much food, and you just eat until you've had enough.
And we'll explain to you how to do that a little bit more when we start. But just bear that in mind, folks, right? Because we've noticed from previous rounds, you know, people come in and they're used to when they do something like this, that they eat everything and that's what they should do. Not in here, right? We want you to start listening to your own body, and everything here is a guide. So when you feel satisfied, you stop. You don't just eat what is there, because that's the portions that we give you. Okay. Very, very, very important. So remember, all ingredients can be swapped around. And what was the last thing I just said there? All ingredients can be swapped around, and don't eat everything if you don't need it. Very, very, very important. Okay. So make sure you have a look at the FAQ section. It'll probably answer a lot of the other questions that you have. Swapping meals around is no problem. As I said, just try to make sure that you're, you know, taking lunch and dinner from the same day. It doesn't matter if you want to start with week three to begin with. Of course, most people will be starting with week one. So when you're starting with everyone, you'll be doing the same meals all together. However, it's not compulsory. You'll still get results. You'll still get very good results, incredible results. It won't impact your results if you start with week two or week three to begin with, if that works better for you and your family. I would say 95% of the people that do the reset, they're doing it with their families. So please bear it in mind if you're feeding a man, that you will need to multiply the portion sizes, okay? These portions are for female fat loss, okay? So if you're feeding your family, you can multiply the portions. A man would possibly need double or three times more than what you're eating. Recipes are one serving unless stated. I think most of them are one serving. So just bear that in mind. If you're doubling up for the next day, you're going to double the ingredients as well. Tracking progress. So important. If you take anything away from this video, please let this be one of those things. Tracking progress is really important in the reset, of course, because you want to know your results. You want to know how you're doing. What I would encourage you to do is take, if you are a person that weighs, right, how can I say this? In the academy, we really love to bring people away from the scales. And this is simply because the scales are inaccurate. Our weight fluctuates on a daily basis. Like one day you might weigh yourself and you're a certain weight, and then you might weigh yourself the next day and you're 3 pounds more. And you might get a little bit annoyed because you think, how have I gained 3 pounds overnight? And scientifically, it would be impossible for that to be actual fat mass if you're staying in a calorie deficit, what that actually is. And everybody will be in a calorie deficit within the reset. So what that fluctuation is just a natural fluctuation that we see in our body that we can't change. So when we have women who are weighing themselves on a daily basis, they're seeing a natural fluctuation that is physically happening in our body due to hormones, bloated, where we are in our cycle. You know, if we're PMSing, you know, if you've went to the toilet, right? So many different things. What did you eat the day before? So it's going to change. Our weight is going to change on a daily basis. Regardless, we can't do anything to change that. But if you are weighing yourself every single day and you're using that as a gauge to your fat loss, you are really seeing inaccurate results. To see better results, you should be weighing yourself less in order to see the actual difference in fat, right? In actual fat loss. Now, if you're somebody that's like, you know what, I'm not too fussed on the scales, please step away from them and don't use them. If you're not too fussed on the scales to begin with, step away. And I encourage you to track your progress by taking photos. You'll see a hell of a difference. We've seen clients come into the reset when, before they start, even their face, they look tired. They've got black rings around their eyes. They feel puffed. They look puffy. And the change in their face, even just their face in 21 days, is out of this world. The bloatedness gone from their stomach, their genes going up. Take photos, folks. The visual change is incredible within 21 days, right? So you can take photos, measurements, try on your clothes. How do you feel? These are all methods of tracking progress. Now, if you're somebody that is used to using the scales, that's no problem. But we have to use them in the right way, because if we're using them on a daily basis, it's going to be inaccurate and we're not actually going to see, you know,
the actual results. Okay. So, first of all, if you're somebody that is physically doing exercise, please don't use the scales, right? Because your body composition is going to change, i.e. you're going to build muscle and you're going to lose fat, and that's not going to be represented on the scale. And therefore you could be seeing progress and you could be having progress and you're not going to see it on the scale. So if you're a if you're doing workouts and you're, you know, doing some sort of movement, measurements, pictures, clothing, how you feel is what you should be using. Please step away from the scales. If you are not extremely active and you want to use the scales, you can weigh yourself before you start, and you can weigh yourself every single week. And it's once a week, folks, right? And we will be explaining more in the program how, you know, things, different things to look out for. But you should also track in multiple ways. I don't want anybody to be using just the scales. So you should be using your clothes. You should be taking photos. You should be doing measurements. You should be using your clothes. I think I already said that, but also on how you feel as well. So that always ensures that we are seeing the full picture. So we've got people that, you know, maybe their weight stays the same, but they've lost inches off their stomach. We need to have all the data to see your results. If you have a troublesome relationship with the scales, like me, like I used to weigh myself every single day and it used to dictate how I would eat or the crazy things that I would do to try and lose weight, please head over to my podcast, the Goal Getter podcast. I'll have the link in the group for you. And I have a really, really good podcast on the scales, and that will really also help you for getting started in the reset as well. So tracking progress, we will be talking more about it in the reset, and specifically moving into the weekend of the first week. However, to kind of explain overall again, what the best way is to track progress is, we're talking, if you're using scales, you're only tracking once per week, and you're also tracking in multiple ways. If you're a physically active person, you're not going to be using the scales at all. You're just going to be taking photos, measurements, and pictures and clothing. Okay, folks. That is a lot of the information that I wanted to cover in this video. As I said, we will be very busy behind the scenes doing the enrollment period for the reset. So before we get started, what I want for you to do is I want you to just digest all this information. And I want you to also realize that you are in safe hands, right? You're going to be coached by a registered associate nutritionist. You're going to be coached and supported by myself and my team. All my team members have been trained by me. You're going to have all the support that you need. You have all the tools. So there's really nothing that can stand in your way right now, you know, to stop you from getting the results that you want in 21 days. Now I'm talking about, you want to like lose those awkward, stubborn pounds that haven't been able to shift for ages. If you want to get back into those dresses, all those clothes that are back in your wardrobe that you haven't been able to wear for years. If you're sick of feeling like you have to wear baggy clothes and you're hiding behind cameras and not feeling confident in your body, this stops now. But you need to commit. You need to drop the excuses. You need to come into the reset, and you need to leave all of your excuses at the door, because you will have everything that you need in here to succeed, to see results, to feel and see differences, changes in your body. And your sugar cravings, right? I know so many of you are coming in here and the sugar cravings is a big thing. Sitting down on the sofa every single night and eating sugar, biscuits, chocolate, you name it. All that is going to go. And within a matter of days, you're going to get your control back. But you have to commit. You have to come in here and you have to do the work, right? But we're going to make it as easy as possible for you. But nobody is going to get you the results. You have to, what's that word I'm looking for? Be responsible for yourself. Right. And I say this to you out of love, out of kindness, as your coach, as your guide, because I want you to get everything. I want you to, like, this reset is worth 10 times more than the price. Right. But I want you to get your 17 pounds worth of guidance, of education,
of results out of this, but you're only going to get it if you commit and you know, accept the guidance and get started and get organized and allow yourself to be a beginner and just start. Starting is the hardest part. So what can you do between now and when we start? Play around with some of the recipes. You can already even get results before we start. It's happened before in multiple rounds. When people sign up before we start, they use the recipes the week before. They play around with the recipes and they already see the pounds, you know, disappearing within the first few days, right? And they just feel it. They don't even need to jump on the scales. They feel lighter. They wake up and their jeans are not as tight. They feel lighter. They're in better mood. All of this is possible for you, but you have to commit and give it your best shot. That is my only request from you, is to commit, because this has the power to be a game changer for you. This has the power to be different than anything you've ever done before. It's a flexible approach to food. It's an enjoyable approach to food. Full fat products. Can you believe for all those years we've been eating low fat products that are full of hidden sugars that don't make us feel satisfied? You're going to feel satisfied from the food that you eat. That means you're not going to get crazy sugar cravings. You're going to have more energy. You're not going to be slumping on the sofa every single night. You're going to feel empowered again. You're going to feel confident. You're going to feel like yourself again. Just commit. Even if the guide looks fearful right now, I've walked through so many things that will simplify the process and means that you can make this guide work for you and your family. There's no excuses, folks. Come in, get organized, commit, change the guide, change the recipes. It's all completely possible. And myself and my team will also explain more about that once we start the program. Right. So just bear in mind that, as I said, the Friday before the reset is when the coaching begins. And we are so incredibly excited to get this show on the road. So all you have to do between now and getting started is going through the guide, getting your shopping organized, playing around with some recipes if you have time, but get yourself organized to start on Monday. And if you've got some questions, I would love for you to pop them under this video. And the final request that I have for you today is, when you join and you watch the video, please do a little intro in the group or do an intro below this video. We want to get to know you. This community is a safe place for you. Nobody can see what goes on in the outside. This is a safe environment for everybody to be coached and educated and supported. But we want to know you, right? You know me, I'm Anna. I've got the big, thick Northern Irish accent. You'll see that I have a son who's almost 2 years old. You'll learn about me. You'll learn about my team. You know that I've had a struggle before, and that's what, you know, I've been where you are, and I've been able to make these changes, lose weight and never gain it back again. So you know a little bit about me, but I would love to know about you. What is your struggle right now? And what is your goals for the 21-day reset? Pop your little intro below this video, your goals and where you're joining us from. And we are so excited to meet you all in the reset. So folks, let's get the show on the road. Let's get organized. And I can't wait to get started.